Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Yud, Mishnah Tes, and Parak Yud, Mishnah Yod, as we continue our discussion regarding pickling and various crops and foods that are pickled together. Our discussion's been, if you have one item that's permitted, one item that's prohibited, if they're pickled together, are they permitted, are they permissible? We discussed truma, we discussed non-kosher fish. Now we're going to discuss grasshoppers. So says our Mishnah, chagavim temeim, shenichbashu im chagavim tahorim. You have non-kosher grasshoppers that are being pickled with kosher grasshoppers. Says the Mishnah, lo poslu es tziram, even though they're being pickled together, the brine has not been disqualified, has not been deemed non-kosher, as the Bar Tanura says, because at the end of the day, brine is considered to be a separate entity from the grasshoppers. However, according to this first opinion in the Mishnah, it's still prohibited to drink non-kosher grasshopper brine by itself. You can't go and take the brine of non-kosher grasshoppers and drink that. That would be prohibited. Our Mishnah is simply saying that when it's mixed with kosher brine, then you're permitted to eat that mixture together. However, concludes our Mishnah, Heyed Rabbi Tzadok al tzir chagavim temeim shehu tahor. Rabbi Tzadok testified regarding non-kosher grasshopper brine, that really such brine is even considered to be kosher on its own. Then you could, according to Rabbi Tzadok, and as the Bar Tanura says, we paskin like this opinion, that you're allowed to go ahead and eat the grasshopper brine of a non-kosher grasshopper, even though the grasshopper is not kosher, the brine is considered to be a separate entity, and therefore you can drink its brine on its own. Continuing now with Perek Yod, Mishnah Yod, as we continue our discussion of pickling in the context of Truma. Says the Mishnah, Kol hanichbashim zemzat mutarim. Generally speaking, any vegetables, any crops that are pickled one with the other are mutar, permitted to be eaten by a non-kohen, even if one's Truma and one is chulin. Ella im hachas. Unless there's a sharp, vegetable involved, like onions or garlics or something that's sharp, in that case, then there would be a prohibition. As the Mishnah says, chasis shel chulin, im chasis shel truma. If you have a sharp chulin vegetable that's being pickled with a sharp truma vegetable, or yarok shel chulin, im chasis shel truma, or if you have a regular chulin vegetable, but it's being pickled with a sharp truma vegetable, in both of these cases, it would be prohibited for a non-kohen to eat them because the truma is a sharp vegetable. It's either onion, garlic, and so on. And because it's sharp, it's going to emit its flavor onto the chulin, and therefore the chulin cannot be consumed, cannot be eaten by a non-kohen. However, says the Mishnah, aval chasas shel chulin im yarak shel truma mutter. If you have the chulin vegetable, that's the sharp one, and it's being pickled with a regular truma vegetable, then it's permitted because the truma is not sharp, and therefore it's not going to emit its flavor onto the chulin, and therefore the chulin would be allowed to be consumed by anyone, even a non-kohen, in that situation. Quick review, Parak Yod, Mishnah Tes, discussed the case of non-kosher grasshoppers that are being pickled with kosher grasshoppers, and the Mishnah said that does not disqualify the brine of the grasshoppers, even though there's kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers being mixed together. However, Rabbi Tzadok disagreed and said that that's true in the case where there's a mixture, but it's even true when you have just non-kosher brine by itself. If the grasshopper was not kosher, you can still drink its brine because we view the brine of the non-kosher grasshopper as a separate entity to it. And then Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud discussed general halachos of pickling, and we said that generally speaking, you're allowed to have different vegetables pickled with one another, even if one's truma, even if one's chulin, unless one of the vegetables, and more specifically, if the truma is a sharp vegetable, onion, garlic, or the like, then it would be a problem because these sharp vegetables are going to emit and give off their taste in a strong way, and therefore the chulin would only be able to be eaten by a kohen if the truma was one of these sharp vegetables. However, if the chulin was the sharp vegetable and the truma was just a regular vegetable, then it would be permitted for a non-kohen to eat the chulin in that case. Have a great day.